Text numéro 115. These men helped build Qatar's World Cup. Now they are struggling to survive. Kamal was standing outside a shop with other migrant workers, having finished yet another grueling working day, when he was arrested this August. Without explanation, the 24-year-old says he was put into a vehicle and for the next week kept in a Qatari jail. "When they arrested me, I couldn't say anything as I was so scared," he told CNN, speaking at home in southern Nepal, where he has been working on a farm since being deported there 3 months ago. Inside the jail, there were people from Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Sudan, Nepal, Africa, Philippines. In one jail, there were around 300 people, around 25 people per room, he says. He was sent home after the Nepali embassy had sent a paper copy of his passport to the jail. "When they put me on the flight, I started thinking, why are they sending workers back all of a sudden? They are sending 300 workers on one flight," he says. Kamal is one of many migrant workers wanting to tell the world of their experiences in Qatar, a country that will this month host one of sport's greatest, most lucrative spectacles, the World Cup, a tournament which usually unites the world as millions watch the spectacular goals and carefully choreographed celebrations. It will be a historic event, but one also mired in controversy. 8 new stadiums rose from the desert, and the Gulf state expanded its airport, constructed new hotels and highways. All would have been constructed by migrant workers, who, according to Amnesty International, account for 90% of the workforce in a near 3 million population. The Guardian reported last year that 6,000 South Asian migrant workers have died in Qatar since the country was awarded the World Cup in 2010, most of whom were involved in low-wage, dangerous labour, often undertaken in extreme heat, employer intimidation, and an inability to leave their jobs because of the country's sponsorship system. According to Amnesty International, Qatari authorities have not investigated thousands of deaths of migrant workers over the past decade, despite evidence of links between premature deaths and unsafe working conditions. That these deaths are not being recorded as work-related prevents families from receiving compensation. Barun Gimir is a human rights lawyer whose work focuses on the exploitation of Nepali migrants working abroad. The families he advocates have not received satisfactory information on their loved ones' deaths. Families send out a healthy young family member to work and they receive news that the family member died when they were sleeping. The Qatar World Cup is really the bloody cup, the blood of migrant workers, he says. Adapted from CNN.com, November 2022.